It's time for our Tibbetts Talk and another exciting piece of the Cultivating Community series for the Tibbetts and other organizations in the area is coming up this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Tibbetts Opera House, where we'll get a chance to learn, experience about Native American culture. It's part of the Nattawasapi Huron Band of Potawatomi. A number of those members presenting a special powwow exhibition at the Tibbetts. Kevin Harris is helping to organize this. And kind of in your day job, too, you're working with a lot of people on cultural understanding and sensitivity of what's going on with the Indian tribe. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see on stage this Saturday night at the Tibbetts Opera House, Kevin.
Ahao, bonjour. Kevin Harris here. What we're going to be experiencing is a powwow exhibition. The powwow exhibition is going to break down into different categories of different dance styles that have been traditionally passed on to Native American culture in that aspect of powwowing, celebrating the celebration of life, and revitalizing culture at its finest. And you get a little taste of what a powwow is within 2 hours.
So not only dancing, but there will be obviously music within this, and I'm assuming it's drum music, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yep, so the drum is a special gift from the Creator, and it's the heartbeat of America, heartbeat of Mother Earth. And with that comes with the songs, the traditional songs that's been passed down from generation to generation. But we sing on a big drum together as men in unity to create peace and sovereignty with our people. So you get a chance to listen to the drums, the heartbeat of the nation, and the beautiful songs of the people, Native American people.
It's pretty amazing how this has been passed on from generation to generation, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's an honor. It's a humble honor. Revitalization of everything, especially it's been taken away from us in certain parts of U.S. history. So it's a good time to revitalize that and keep it going for our ancestors.
Mm-hmm. So when do young people first learn and become a part of this? And again, to be able to pass it down generation to generation, is it at a fairly early age?
Oh, yeah. Typically, families, they pass on these traditions at birth. You know, it's been going on for thousands of years, this celebration of the drums and the songs and the dance styles and the stories behind them, you know. And typically, most children get out there to the powwows, and they're able to participate once they're able to walk on their own, and they join that circle.
Wow. So how many performers are you expecting to be on stage for the powwow this Saturday night?
I would expect about at least five dancers and about five singers.
Okay.
It's a small exhibition. Again, it's an exhibition for 2 hours, typically a powwow. It takes 2 days, and you have thousands of dancers or hundreds of dancers. You have about 6-7 drums or maybe two, depending on, you know, how big the community is, but this is a 2-hour session, so it'll be a demonstration of the best.
Okay, looking forward to it. The event made possible through grant funding from the Michigan Arts and Culture Council, as well as the National Endowment for the Arts, and also funding coming from Women Who Care of Branch County to make this possible. Tickets are $10. Get them ahead of time at Tibbetts.org. Call the box office, 278-6029, or you can stop at the Tibbetts offices for that. But again, looking forward to it on stage at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Kevin, we will see you there, okay?
Aha, Vama Peak, Wamanin.
Kevin Harris, the organizer of this powwow exhibition, coming to the Tibbetts Opera House this Saturday night on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTBB.